Hey, plant friend, quick announcement at the top of the show. I wanted to let you know I'm offering two different free online classes that are 45 minutes each that are designed to help you get the most out of your spring this year. I want spring and summer 2025 to be your best houseplant growth seasons yet. And the way that you'll sign up for these classes, which are completely free, is by going to growingjoywithmaria.com/class. There's two options. The first up is the Spring Houseplant Boost. Supercharge your plant growth in three simple steps. And this is a 45-minute class all about how to utilize spring to set your plants up for insane growth this year. And then the second class is called The Ultimate Guide to Moving Indoor Plants Outside and Three Mistakes to Avoid. A lot of people move their plants outside in the spring, which is fabulous, but there are massive mistakes you can do that can result in some pretty bad stuff. So this class is going to go over how to do that. If you're interested in either classes or both classes, you can go register for free, completely free. Each class is 45 minutes at growingjoywithmaria.com/class. That's growingjoywithmaria.com/class. I cannot wait to hang out with you live and share my tips. If you're on social media, you might have seen that part of my job is traveling the country, speaking at garden and plant shows. And at these shows, I tend to get all the inside scoop from the horticulture industry on what is coming to market. I can see trends, and I wish that I could bring these shows to you in your home so that we could nerd out together on the new species coming to market, what trends I'm seeing, all of the planty fashion that goes on at these places. So today I'm experimenting by bringing the Northwest Flower and Garden Show, a massive show I attended in Seattle, to you with a series of mini interviews with the biggest plant influencers and top vendors at the show to bring the show and all of the planty intel that I get to you. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants. Plant care is self-care on Growing Joy. Hi, plant friends. Welcome. I'm Maria, here to help you grow joy with plants. And there's nothing more joyful than going to a plant show or a garden convention. I was recently in Seattle at the Northwest Flower and Garden Show. And yes, it's amazing to just be in space with so many flowers and plants. But it's so interesting to be talking to the vendors and all of the other influencers that are there and really getting to spot trends. Like, what are the plants that every single vendor is selling? What are the things that all of the influencers are talking about? What's the great advice that we're learning from each other, right? So today I'm bringing this show to you because I spent my 3 days at the Flower and Garden Show in Seattle interviewing everyone that would talk to me, asking them questions like, what are the plants that are flying off your shelves right now? What are you seeing everyone buying? Talking to influencers like Kevin from Epic Gardening, Camille from Plant Bird, Crystal from Plants with Crystal, to asking them what's the best plant advice they've ever gotten and what's the plant that they can't keep alive. So this podcast is broken into two different sections. The first half is going to be interviews with vendors. So those are professionals in the horticulture industry that are selling their plants. And I'm trying to ask them questions to give you intel on what to keep your eyes out when you're plant shopping. And the second half of this podcast episode is my mini interviews with your favorite plant influencers like Kevin and Jacques from Epic Gardening, Camille from Plant Blurred, Derek from Chocolate Botanist, Crystal from Plants with Crystal, all about plants in general. They're really fun conversations and everybody has really interesting insight. So you're going to be hearing some similar voices, including Kevin and Camille, who have been on the podcast before. But if this type of content interests you, I highly suggest going over to my YouTube channel, Growing Joy with Maria, because I have the video interviews from this podcast on my YouTube. And you'll hear we're talking about different types of plants. Like, we'll have the visuals of the plants that we're talking about. We'll have some really funny interactions between me and some of these interviewees. So head over to YouTube after you're done listening to this to get the visuals for what we're talking about. But don't worry, all of the names of the plants that we talk about, The links of all of the people that I interview are in the show notes for the podcast. So if you get inspired after you hear about a certain type of plant, I wanted to make sure it's going to be super easy for you to go do further research with having the Plant Latin in the show notes for you. So no stress. So whether you're potting up a new plant, whether you're sipping your morning coffee, or maybe you're considering buying a flight to go to a plant show of your own, I hope you enjoy this glimpse into the Northwest Flower and Garden Show in Seattle. Andy of Andy's Orchids, what's the hottest orchid selling this year?
This year, it's Neophanita falcata, which is this one. This is a triple stick plant. So it's got three different plants on there, all the same species. This species is wonderful. It hails from Japan. It blooms with these beautiful white flowers that are super, super fragrant. They have a long nectary on it, so they're moth pollinated in nature. But it's a heavily fragrance. It has a fragrance of jasmine. And it's one that I typically, when it flowers, it has such a mass quantity of blooms on it, I'll bring it into the bedroom and hang them, in, you know, over the bed, sets up that nice romantic the sensation for.
Well, last year I got the coconut orchid. Maybe this year I need to get this one. Keep adding to my fragrant orchid collection.
These are amazing. And so easy to grow and flower. They typically flower in June, July. Mm-hmm. You know, in different environments, they can be rather free flowering throughout mm-hmm. the year. But it is a wonderful one. It's highly cultivated in Japan. There are many different cultivars. They come in many different colors. Some are variegated leaves and all this different types that I have behind you here. And but all these are, you know, select special clones of Neophanitas. And there are literally thousands of them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Give me that name one more time.
This is Neophanita falcata. And it's from Japan. And just a wonderful, wonderful species.
Thanks, Andy.
Sure.
All right. So what's your name and business?
My name is Molly Malecki. My business is Rancho Cacto Nursery in Aurora, Oregon. We grow cacti and succulents and other specialty drought-tolerant plants.
So you grow them and then you sell them?
Yes, we do.
Might I say, you are adorable. You're wearing for the listeners, you're wearing a cowboy hat, neckerchief, jean, like you are Rancho. You are your brand. I appreciate that.
Thank you. This is me every day when I can wear my nice clothes. Usually it's work boots and in the greenhouse and covered in dirt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What's the hottest plant that everybody is trying to go home with today?
Ooh, I got to go to South Africa this fall to see things in habitat for the first time. So I brought a lot of specialty miniature succulents from that part of the world, like some little Thylacodon and Crassula deceptor, which is just ghostly white. And so these are the things that have been really popular here in this group.
So these are small, diminutive succulents that kind of have interesting shapes that aren't just the normal stuff that you see on the, you know, on the normal grocery store checkout line.
This is like you've graduated to like collector mm-hmm. level and you want something super special and not hard to grow, but harder to find. So
got it. What is one tip you could give my audience for growing cacti and succulents?
You've got to get them in as much light as possible. That's how I ended up with needing a greenhouse, basically. But that's your trip down the line as you get deeper and deeper. But get them in your brightest, sunniest spot. Keep them really dry in the winter, generally. And you should have success. They thrive on neglect. So it's a great plant. Anybody can get into this, even somebody who's never grown plants before.
I love it. Well, I love it. And I love you. Congratulations. And I hope you sell all your plants this weekend.
Thank you so very much. And thanks for having us here at the show.
What's your name and what's the name of your business?
My name's Cheyenne Duval and I own Shady Plant Lady.
And how did you come up with that very cute and kind of punny name?
It's just definitely just a play on my first and last name. My nickname used to be Shay, so it seemed like a perfect fit.
I love it.
Thank you.
How did you get into plants?
Totally on accident. I actually worked on a local produce farm about 10 years ago that was my introduction to gardening. And then, of course, I had grandmothers that were super into mm-hmm. plants and gardening was when I was growing up.
And now you specialize in rare, hard-to-find houseplants, yeah?
Yeah, that is exactly what I do. And then I run a waste reduction initiative. And my first plant loves were actually succulents and cacti. So when I first opened up, I was doing all sorts of weird, funky hybrids and cacti from South Korea for the most part.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And what is the enormous plant that we are standing next to here?
This is Anthurium Dock Block by Luxuriance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Phenomenal hybrid, super rigorous, and it just a beauty to look at.
Can you describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show for me in three words?
Oh, busy, beautiful, and overwhelming in the best kind of way, though.
You're not the first person to say overwhelming. Yeah. It is wild over literally and figuratively wild uh-huh. over here.
What are you selling out? What is flying off your shelves here?
My rescue plants are obviously always the fastest selling thing.
So tell me about these rescue boxes.
The Plant Rescue Box program is a waste reduction initiative. So I work with different growers around the world in order to buy off their imperfect stock, their overstock, if they need to clear bench space for new product and stuff. And this is all just to avoid them being composted or thrown away so that we're reducing the carbon footprint of the horticulture industry.
Do you have any tips on resuscitating a rescue plant?
Oh, yeah. You just kind of want to pay attention to it. And it, like, you know, plants will move and behave differently depending on how they're feeling. But if you really want to nurture and revive something, you want to pay attention to the root system. You want to make sure it has an ideal environment for the plant itself. Mm-hmm. And you just want to be very careful. You got to babysit it a little bit, but.
Do you suggest like growing it under glass or putting it in a plastic bag or something?
You can. It kind of depends on what plant. Most plants are going to be perfectly suitable for an average household environment. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to do anything super special unless it is more of like a niche, rare, picky, finicky plant.
Love it. Are you seeing any interesting trends on the floor with all the vendors here?
I'm seeing there's a lot of interest in the anthurium. There's a lot of interest in the aroids in general. Mm-hmm. Lots of aroids here, but a lot more interest in ferns I've seen this year. That's been a really cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good luck, everyone, with the ferns.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can everyone find you? And also, do you sell online?
Yeah. I'm primarily an e-commerce-based business, but I pop up and do local shows. And I'm at booth 2544.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So what nursery are you guys?
This is Gardenia Gardens and Design from California, close to Napa.
Very nice. And what has been the hottest plant that has been flying off your shelves here?
The hottest plant that a lot of people are looking at, even old, young, teenagers, is this Conophyton, a monkey face. And this is in the family of mesems, and it's like lithops, but I like this better. It's easier to take care of than the lithops. The same watering instructions. Mm-hmm. You don't water them that much. Usually they're dormant in the summer. They're alive in the fall, winter, and spring, and they have beautiful yellow flowers. So this will be full of flowers. You can even see the plant itself. Wow. But in the summer, you don't water it that much because they're dormant.
And why do you think it's been so popular this year?
Because it's different. It's like, looks like an alien. Mm-hmm. And then compared to other plants, you know, they don't see this much on like when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's. So this is like a specialty plant. So,
well, you have a lot of succulents and cacti at Gardenia Gardens. So what's the best piece of succulent and cacti care advice that you could give our audience?
Okay. I've killed many, so I've learned from that. So for succulents and cacti, if you don't have enough light and you water it too much, that's how it kills the succulent or the cacti. So they try for neglect.
And what kind of potting mix do you put them in?
I do succulent soil, and then I mix some pumice in there. And sometimes I do some pumice, and I put those tiny lava rocks in there. And then I go to this place in California where they specialize in this cactus soil. You can get the soil from Home Depot or Lowe's, just kind of mix it up with more pumice so they have more grit and more drainage for the succulent. And make sure your pot has a hole at the bottom.
Yes, always holes at the bottom. So let me hear the name of that of this plant one more time because I keep forgetting.
This is Conophyton, and it's monkey face.
Monkey face, and it is totally alien-like looking. Yes. So thank you so much for the hot inside scoop.
And thank you, Maria.
All right, what's your name and what's your company?
Justin Hancock, Costa Farms.
Can you describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show for me into three words?
Amazing plant people.
Oh, I love that. Amazing plant people. Okay, Justin, what is your most controversial plant take?
Chunky soil.
What about it?
It's not for everybody.
It's not. Is it for you?
It is not for me.
Okay, it's not for you. Why not?
I am not that much of a waterer, and so chunky soil dries out way faster.
Okay.
If I buy a plant in chunky soil from one of the plant shops, I have to repot it because it's not going to make it.
Yeah, me too, actually. Okay. What's the plant you kill the most?
The plant I kill the most? Hoya.
Hoya, interestingly. And what's the plant that like survives the most in your, what's the plant that thrives in your care the most?
ZZ.
Okay. What are the trends that you're noticing on the floor at Northwest Flower and Garden Show?
You know, I haven't paid attention to trends. I've been running around so much.
Okay. Well, you work for a plant seller. So what are the trends that you're seeing from your Costa customers?
Statement plants. Everybody wants something that's going to grow big, eye-catching, mm-hmm. dramatic. Variegation is still king, especially white, silver, and pink. Mm-hmm. Climbing, trailing habits.
Okay.
Fenestration.
Fenestration. You have a lot of new variegated, like Monstera, variegated other things. You think Monstera, you think just Monstera deliciosa, but you got like freaky variegations going on. Like what? Give us a sneak peek.
Monstera lecleriana, mm-hmm. Albo variegata is a really cool one. It's going to grow up to look like a variegated Monstera Adansonii. Mm-hmm. I have a big soft spot for that right now. Mm-hmm. Monstera Cobra, Monstera Stanleyana, Albo variegata. It doesn't fenestrate. It has those leaves, but the leaves can get like a foot long in time. So really, really dramatic with those white streaks.
Oh, I love that. Two more questions. Okay. What's the best plant advice you've ever been given? And you're a horticulturist, so this can be what you learned in school.
You fail. And it's okay to fail.
You are not the first person to say that. That has been a very popular answer. And then what's your best piece of plant advice for my audience?
Right plant, right place. Know your environment and don't try to grow a highlight plant in a low light spot because you really want it. Mm. You're not going to have a good experience. It's not going to have a good experience.
Agreed. Well, where can everyone find you and Costa?
CostaFarms.com.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have you ever noticed how the sound of meditation bowls at the spa or in a yoga class can instantly soothe your soul? Well, for the last 2 years, my home has felt like a meditation studio thanks to my Wind River wind chimes that I've hung on either side of my house. If you are looking to add serenity to your life in 2025 or maybe beat the winter blues, adding a Wind River wind chime might be the perfect, most joyful option for you. Every time I hear my Wind River wind chimes sing in the wind, it is an invitation for me to pause, take a deep breath, and find a moment of presence in the midst of a hectic workday. When I moved recently from New York to Florida, I literally did not feel at home until I hung my wind chimes at my new house. I was getting anxious at my new house because I hadn't hung my chimes yet and it didn't feel like home until they were there. They are not the clangy kind of grating wind chimes that you might hear in your neighbor's yard or at a garden center. Wind River wind chimes are the highest quality I've seen on the market. They're carefully tuned, beautifully designed. They come in a variety of colors, shapes, sizes, and sounds. And they make incredibly thoughtful gifts because you can actually engrave the wind sail with a special date or message. And you get a free engraving because you were a listener of Growing Joy with Plants. So beat the winter blues, explore the collection of wind chimes at windriverchimes.com and use the code GROWINGJOY at checkout for a free engraving to add that special unique touch to your wind chime. You will not regret it. That's windriverchimes.com. Use code GROWINGJOY at checkout.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
What if I told you that container gardening could actually be so easy for you this spring and summer? What if I told you, plant friend, that you could plant up herbs, tomatoes, cucumbers, and flowers, and then essentially forget about them for a week? Seriously, this is what I did last summer. I used Crescent Garden's True Drop self-watering planters, and I had a glorious garden bounty with them. They made my garden harvests almost inevitable, even with the tons of summer travel and life events that I had that got in the way of my ability to water my tomatoes every day. Last year, I leveled up. I swapped my gross grow bags out for the Crescent Garden True Drop planters, and it changed my gardening game in multiple ways. Number one, the self-watering feature allowed me to fill the containers only once every couple of weeks, so my plants stayed perfectly hydrated even when I had to travel once I left for 10 days and my plants were fine. And the second, the Crescent Garden container aesthetic is so much better than my grow bags. It was such an improvement. They come in a variety of sleek styles and colors. My entire set of Crescent Garden True Drops are in this beautiful terracotta color that looked so beautiful on my balcony. And three, they have a raised bed option. It's called their Nest model. And if you're looking to not break your back this gardening season, this is a fabulous
answer to your problem. Plant friends, I want you to take the stress out of watering this season and take advantage of this amazing discount that Crescent Gardens is giving us. So for Growing Joy listeners, you can get 15% off your own True Drop self-watering planters for a limited time with code GROWJOY15 at checkout. So you're going to go to crescentgarden.com/growjoy and use code GROWJOY1515 at checkout and get 15% off. You will not be disappointed, plant friends.
Okay, Gabrielle, what's your name and your business?
I'm Gabrielle. I'm with the Lily Pad Bulb Farm. We're out of Oregon.
And are you only growing bulbs? What do you sell?
Yeah, we grow lily bulbs and bare root peonies and daylilies and iris and anything pretty.
That's amazing. Yeah. So could you describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show for me in three words?
Lots of plants.
Lots of plants. That's perfect. I love that. What has been the most popular thing that you've been selling? What's flying off your shelves?
Yeah, I think peonies have been doing well here. It's been kind of a cold winter and peonies love cold.
Everybody loves peonies. Any specific type of variety?
Yeah, we have one called Silver Dawn. It's a bush peony. It's a very nice peachy color and that's basically out already. Yeah.
So gorgeous. For my listeners who are interested in growing bulbs, do you have any tips for how to grow bulbs successfully?
Don't fuss over them. Mm-hmm. Bulbs are incredibly just easy to grow. Mm-hmm. As long as you plant them correctly and establish them well, just don't fuss over them. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you seeing any trends on the floor this year? Anything that you're noticing a lot of?
Well, this year it seems like there's a lot more indoor plants, house plants, that kind of thing. So I'm thinking maybe that's a trend of people want plants inside their homes and not just in the garden, which is really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, you're awesome. I might Thank be going you. Home with some bulbs. Where can everyone find you? Can people order online?
Yes, we're online, lilypadbulbs.com. And we're here at 2426. That's our booth number.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So what's the hottest, newest plant at the garden show for you?
So we've introduced a lot of cool plants, but I have never had a plant that's so exciting to so many people as the purple tomato.
Okay. Tell me more.
So the purple tomato it's been genetically modified to be very high in anthocyanins, equivalent to a blueberry. And so it's developed by Norfolk Healthy Produce in Davis, California. And so they used the genes from a purple snapdragon flower inserted into the tomato's genome to create this beautiful purple tomato.
That's wild. Can I taste it? Absolutely. The juice looks like it could stain my fingers.
I was skeptical at first when I first met them, but it's a fabulous tasting tomato too.
Oh my God.
And usually purple tomatoes are like, it's a little cardboardish.
It's so sweet, but it's so tangy.
Yeah.
The juice, but it looks like a blueberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
And so they've got, it's great health-wise. It has as many anthocyanins as blueberries.
Yeah, like it looks like it's going to be really healthy. Okay, I can't wait to grow one.
Yeah, all right. I'll send you one.
Yay! All right, so what's your name and business?
My name is Anne Long, and I am the owner of the Dahlia House.
The Dahlia House. Oh my God, I love dahlias so much.
Me too. My business got its name because my I grow in between the sidewalk and our street. We have a corner lot, and all my neighbors called me the Dahlia House. They're like, oh, are you the Dahlia House? And I'm like, it's like the biggest honor to be known as the Dahlia House, so... Yeah, that's who we are. I love them so much. Dahlias were basically my gateway drug to all of what's happening here now.
Houseplants were my gateway drug to falling in love with all types of gardening. Yeah. So describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show in three words.
I would say flower ADD awesomeness.
I love that. Everybody's answers have been so perfect here. What's like the hottest bulb or corm that you're selling here at the show this week?
I would say Sifmato.
Tell me about Sufmato. What type of flower is it?
It's a ranunculus. Okay. There are several different kinds of ranunculus. These are actually, they're all from Italy. They're from a family that is very tight on their breeding rights and has allowed me to sell them. I can't propagate them, but they're amazingly hardy. They're perennial here. And yeah, they're amazing.
Yellow, pink. They're like all sorts of different colors.
It's the best mix ever. I have them all over my Instagram and people just go crazy. We sell probably twice as much of this as we do everything else.
Whoa. Okay. The Sfumato ranunculus.
Yeah.
What are any trends that you're seeing on the floor here?
I would say hanging jasmine is the plant of the hour or the plant of the week. And I am definitely going to bring some home as well. Christensen's carries it. My neighbor Arrow's Aim carries it. It's everywhere. And it, like, the whole show smells like jasmine.
It's either jasmine or lavender from the lavender booth.
Right. Or some hyacinth. There's a lot of hyacinth when you walk in, which also smells amazing.
Which also
so
hits you.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Every year I look forward to the smell of the show.
100%. And it's very mulch forward in the front as well.
It's quite mulch forward, but the hyacinth are more powerful than the compost mulch that they've got going on.
100%. And last question, what's like the best tip that you could give my audience for growing dahlias or ranunculus? Maybe let's do ranunculus because that's what we just talked about.
Yes. And they're pretty different in the way that you would grow them. But I would say a lot of people want to start them out on like seed mats, like warm, and they are a spring flower. So they actually, if you treat them like sweet peas, start them cool and you'll get much better results. They want to wake up around like 50 to 60 degrees. So
start them cool, like put them in a refrigerator or put them in your basement?
It's a great question. Well, when it outside, when the daytime temps are around 50 to 60, it's a great time to plant them. You just soak them for like 6 hours or overnight or whatever, and they plump up, and then you can go put them in your yard. Or you can, if you're in a place where like that window of temperature, the 50 to 80 degrees is short, you can start them inside. I've got a bunch of growing guides on my website, so you can read all about it. But basically, it's something called pre-sprouting where you start them inside. Put them in like your basement or any place around your house that's a little bit more chilly. Mm-hmm. And they are like, they are so good to go. They'll wake up right away.
Loving it. Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned your website. Where can everyone find you?
Oh, thedahliahouse.com.
Perfect. There we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name's Cameron. I'm from Urban Jungle Plant Shop. We're based in Belltown, Seattle. It's downtown.
Okay. What do you specialize in?
We do all indoor houseplants. So tropical things, cacti, just kind of all the things you would find inside.
Very cool. If you could describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show in 3 words, what would you do?
I would say spring plant joy.
Spring plant joy. My brand is Growing Joy, so I love that. Spring plant joy.
Yeah, it's like this is kind of, I feel like the time of the year when it's sort of starting to click, you're starting to see some of the early signs of tulips popping up, things starting to come out of the winter freeze. Mm-hmm. You know, we always joke about the Seattle freeze, but it's sort of like people coming out of their shell a little bit and getting out and mingling and enjoying the longer days and the sunshine that we have ahead. So I like that. And then also just kind of some reminders about, oh, I need to start my tomato seeds or I need to do this. And so it's a good time to start, you know, crossing things off your checklist, but then also just enjoying being in this setting surrounded by other plant enthusiasts.
It's hard to be sad when you're surrounded by plants. So what is the most popular plant selling for you guys right now? What's everybody asking about?
It's funny because I always think, you know, having done this event multiple years, I always think that, you know, we try to have a wide variety because you never know what people have in their collection or what they're missing or what they really, you know, specialize in. So having a little bit of everything is kind of my approach to things, but also just every day is a little bit different crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, you get some people on the first day where they have the most expansive collections and they're showing me photos from their collections and I'm in awe. But then, you know, you have people that are just starting their plant journey. So a little bit of everything. I mean, some of the aglaonemas, I feel like, are so versatile. They do well in a range of varieties, and they have a little bit of color and flair to them. Mm-hmm. Those have been really really kind of popular, I feel like, over the last couple of days.
Yeah. Any trends you're seeing in general with what people are purchasing just beyond the show?
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel like variegated plants are always, you know, in vogue and really eye-catching just because of the contrast and sort of the, you know, the intricacies, the mystery involved in those. But anthuriums are having a moment. They've been having a moment, but some people are still building confidence and saying, oh, okay, I'm not sure, but they're willing to try it out. And so I'm seeing that people are still in love with them and the patterns and the textures and stuff that come with all of those.
I love it. What's the best piece of plant advice you've ever been given? Or best piece of plant advice you would want to give my audience?
Sure. Coming from the Northwest, I just think grow lights. I can't hammer it home enough. And there's so many different ways that you can integrate that into your home, depending if you're living in an apartment or if you're in a place that has lots of windows. It's still just a great way to where you can just set it on a timer and not have to worry that they're getting enough light. And so I cannot stress that enough how much grow lights really help, especially in the ebbs and flows of the seasons here in the Northwest.
I love that piece of advice. Okay, once again, where can everyone find you if they're in the Seattle area?
In Seattle, we're on First Avenue downtown and Belltown. First and Bell are kind of the closest cross streets.
And what's your shop's name again?
Urban Jungle Plant Shop.
Urban Jungle Plant Shop in Seattle. All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Maria.
What's the hottest plant flying off your shelves?
This year, our hottest plants are orchid cactus. We have a beaver tail and we have a fern leaf and we have a couple other varieties too. And we offer them in two sizes.
And these bloom, right?
They do. They take quite a while, but they do have really cool blooms.
Is there a trick to getting them to bloom?
Lots of sunlight.
Okay.
Lots.
Orchid cactus. Yeah. Epiphyllum beaver tail. Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ben, last year I asked you what the hottest plant was and you told me it was the Thai pink lipstick and you made a new plant.
Yes, we went and did a cross between the Thai pink and the tricolor here. We're about 14 months in. From seed generation, lipsticks need to have a year to two before they will bloom. So we're at 14 months. So we're eagerly waiting to see what this new bloom is going to be.
So this is the mommy and this is the daddy and yes. This is the baby?
This is the cross right here. Yes, this is the baby.
How long do you think it'll take for it to bloom to see what it looks like?
We are waiting. We should be somewhere within the next few months. Hopefully it could be any day to a few more months.
And can someone buy this plant right now?
Absolutely. We just don't know what it looks like. So we've been telling everybody that buys it, if they get a bloom, that we want to see a picture.
That is so cool. So maybe next year I'll come back and you'll be able to show me what the bloom looks like.
That's the hope and goal.
I love it. Thank you. What's your name and what's your company?
Kevin Espiritu, a.k.a. The Plant Daddy, a.k.a. Potato Daddy. And my company is Epic Gardening.
A.k.a. Flower Daddy, too, aren't you?
I'm a flower uncle right now.
Okay.
We'll get to Daddy soon. We'll get to Daddy soon.
Describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show in three words.
Oh, hectic, electric, epic.
Epic, of course. Oh, first epic we've got of the day. Are you seeing any trends on the floor that are really piquing your interest?
Okay, well, I saw human composting, which I like.
What?
It's just right over there. Yeah, you can, when you die, you can be composted in like a little thing and then like return back to the earth, which is what I've always wanted to happen to me ever since I was a kid. I was like, don't put me in a coffin.
Yeah.
Just put me in the ground, you know?
I've seen the coffins made out of mushroom, made out of mycorrhizae.
That's one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, I think they have some sort of chamber that you like go, it's very cool looking, I have to say. It sounds weird because no one likes talking about dying and stuff, but it is pretty cool. Other than that, trends? I don't know. I haven't really got to walk the show too much, honestly.
Yeah, me too. Okay, what's the plant you kill the most?
Oh, man. The plant I kill the most? Back in the houseplant days, I would have said most of them. But these days, maybe tomatoes, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, for one reason or another, like some percentage of my tomatoes always have some issue.
Your boy Jacques is going to be upset with you with that answer.
No, because you got to give him something to be better than me.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So he has tomatoes, right?
Right. You're actually doing it intentionally to make him feel better. What's the plant that thrives the most under your care?
The plant that thrives the most for sure is potatoes or onions. Either of those, drop it on the ground, boom, it's growing. I have no problems growing those at all.
Really? Yeah. You and Jacques are actual opposites. His favorite was tomatoes and his least favorite or most killed was onions. And you guys are reversed.
Yeah.
Love that. into each other's yangs.
That's why we work, guys.
Yeah. For someone who is interested in taking their first step into moving just beyond a garden into homesteading, what would be your first recommendation?
I would say scaling up the garden probably and considering it more of like a backyard farm, mm-hmm. perhaps would be the way to do it. It's either that or figuring out how to preserve and use more of what you grow. Right. And then to me, you start getting into this, I'm growing not just to enjoy, but also to enjoy in the home for health and mm-hmm. food. And then if that doesn't tickle your fancy, maybe just get some chickens and start from there. Cause that has a nice cycle with the garden as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I have the heart for chickens. I don't know if I can stand it. Like seeing them die. Yeah.
Yeah. I've lost three. So it isn't easy. I would say it does get a little easier because you start to accept that it's the way of life, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to live forever. But if that is hard for you, maybe they're not for you. And the second tip is literally just don't give them a name.
Yeah.
And you won't have, they'll be more of like a farm animal to you, which makes it a little bit easier.
That's a very simple and practical tip.
Yeah.
Do you have any controversial plant takes?
I think we had one yesterday on stage. It was, we don't really care too much about sterilized seed mix, seed starting mix. You know how sometimes it'll be sterilized, people microwave it or put it in an oven or something like that. Mm-hmm. And for us, we're like, well, it's going to go in living soil anyways.
Yeah.
Right. So why not just craft a seedling mix that's nice and alive and has some beneficials in it?
Mm.
So I don't know. That's one that I think ruffles some people the wrong way.
Yeah. I love that one, but to each their own, right? That's what makes gardening fun. Okay, two more questions. What's the best piece of plant care advice that's been given to you from someone else?
The one that changed the way I thought about gardening in general was my friend, the plant charmer, Khaled Majuji, mm-hmm. in Toronto, who has, or had at least at the time, a hydroponic strawberry farm. And he said, you don't grow plants, you create an environment in which plants grow themselves.
Mm.
And that was like the first time I heard it put that way. And I was like, that is true. That is true, because you're not the plant. You're not actually growing it.
We're the stewards.
Yeah, we're the stewards. So you have to just give it its own environment. It's informed actually a lot about life. Like, think about being a parent. I'm not one, but if you were, or a pet, having a pet or something, you're not the pet. You can't make the pet do anything. Yeah. You could give it some sort of condition and environment that makes it thrive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the best piece of plant advice you could give to my audience, beginner gardeners?
Well, I just copy his now. I just say that to other people.
Yeah.
I would say
be just the steward.
Just enjoy what you're doing. Like there's these days, mm-hmm. 10 years into making videos and hanging out with plant people and stuff, there's so much like, you got to do it this, you got to do that. It's like, okay, look, we've been doing it for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Right. Can we just relax and put some stuff in the ground, enjoy, mm-hmm. have fun with it and then see where that takes you.
Yeah, it usually is simpler than we think. I'll never forget my mom, who's an Italian gardener. I called her stressing out about seed starting, and she was like, Maria, it's a seed. Put it in the dirt. It's going to grow. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, look, nature's doing it around us all the time.
Yeah.
Right? So we're almost like worse than nature at it, but we're stressing more.
Yeah.
We might as well just relax.
So counterintuitive. Yeah. Where can everyone find you and learn how to grow from you?
Epic Gardening. Just type those words in anywhere you want to see, and we will show up for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Maria.
Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection.
So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free plant parent personality test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.
All right, please tell me your name and your accounts.
My name is Camille Bell Hill, and my accounts are Plant Blurred. That's B-L-E-R-D, and it is a portmanteau of Black Nerd.
Yes, it is. And you're actually a repeat guest on Growing Joy with Plants.
Yes, yes, I am. Our last one was After Dark, right? In matching pajamas.
After Dark in our matching pajamas. Never forget.
Cocktails.
Blue cocktails. Never forget. Okay, please describe for me Northwest Flower and Garden Show in 3 words.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. She's good on her feet. What's the plant you kill the most?
Calatheas. And I have a really toxic relationship with them. I just bought a new one. A white fusion, no less.
What are you doing?
I'm a very terrible underwaterer. My house is extremely dry, but they are irresistible. Under their spell.
They're irresistible. I'll never forget. I was in your house and you have this Calathea orbifolia just like thriving in your dining room with no humidifier.
It's gone, Maria. It's gone.
But this is important. It's important to be honest.
Yes.
Sometimes they're gone.
Sometimes they're gone. Plants die.
Plants die. Again.
Plants die.
Beautiful. What is the plant that thrives the most in your care?
Any of my Hoyas. Me and Hoyas, we get down, we get each other. And also my Monstera deliciosa. It's my favorite. Mm. I mean,
me
I
too.
Love Thai, but I love that green girl.
Me too. I just feel like it's just it's a ride or die plant.
She is ride or die.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a plant that's a grower and a shower, and is a nice, big, juicy focal point, it's a Monstera.
There's a reason the Monstera leaf is like the most used leaf in jungle. Exactly. There's a reason for it.
There's a reason for it. Exactly.
Okay, what's your most controversial plant opinion?
There's no such thing as rare. Truly rare plants are in a conservatory.
Yeah.
They're not in a greenhouse full. That would mean it's not rare.
Yeah.
And rare is just a marketing term.
It's marketing.
That's it.
Also, if something is marketed as rare and you can only find something for $60 now, just wait 3 months because it will be mass produced and it will be $2.99 at Trader Joe's very shortly.
And don't chase trends. Like every year, there's a hot new plant, right? don't do that unless you really do love it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just buy the plants that you like and that you can grow and just stick to that. You don't have to keep up.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's funny. The next question I was going to ask you is, are you seeing any trends on the floor? Like, are you seeing any particular plants over and over again? Are you seeing anything interesting? Tell the listeners.
I am seeing a lot of variegated velvets. The variegated Frydack. Uh-huh. There's a variegated Mykins over there that I've been seeing in them. Some anthurium. I can't grow those.
Yeah.
And I think that that seems to be what is trending. So I know I don't have to be involved with that.
I love that. Do you have a wish list plant on the floor that you're looking to go home with?
I would love to go home with that variegated Billy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think the way that my real life one kid in college budget is set up.
Yeah.
It's not in my stars.
Yeah. And you know what? I respect you respecting your budget. And I respect you not going into debt.
I just bought Cowboy Carter tickets, so.
Right. Oh, I'm so jealous.
That's all my liquid cash right there, so.
I'm so jealous. All right. Once again, your name and where people can follow you.
Camille Bell Hill at Plant Blurred on TikTok, Instagram, and Pinterest.
There it is. Plants die.
Plants die.
Hello, friend.
Hey.
Or new friend.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your name and company?
So I'm Jacques from Jacques in the Garden. I work with Epic Gardening. So we are existing to teach the world to grow. We want to help people grow vegetables, fruit trees, anything that basically empowers you to grow food at home.
You guys are the outdoor to my indoor. I love you guys.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show for me in three words?
Giant, floral, and energy. I was going to say good energy, but I'm going to say energy.
Lots of energy. Yeah, lots of energy. Giant energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What trends are you seeing on the floor here this weekend?
Oh, that's interesting. One thing I've noticed is there's a lot of protected growing stuff this year. Like I'm seeing, I feel like more greenhouse sort of activity, things that help extend the season a bit. So I think people are trying to maybe push the boundaries on their growing season a little longer.
I think too, for aesthetics, everybody wants a greenhouse in their backyard, right?
Yeah, it's true. It does add a lot. It looks really nice.
I want a greenhouse in my backyard, not for the growing season. Yeah, exactly. Who wants to sponsor me? What plant do you kill the most?
What plant do I kill the most? Green onions. I don't
really
know why. Green onions for me, germination issues. And this year I got them. I don't know. I think I just buried them extra deep. And for whatever reason, that worked. But for years, it was hard.
That's the beauty of gardening, though. You get a new year, a new season every year to try what you fail at.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to just experiment and actually enjoy the failures because then they teach me something new.
100%. Do you have any hot takes on gardening? Controversial opinions?
I think that being dogmatic about the way you approach your garden is a bad idea. So no dig. I'm fine with no dig or low till. But I'm not a be all end all. I don't think that there is a correct answer for every single situation.
Yeah.
And I would never recommend that you only do no-till or low-till or you do till or anything in between. Mm-hmm. I think every garden is unique and there isn't a right way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at nature, nature is not rigid. Nature is not all or nothing. So why would we, when trying to commune with nature, be rigid in our approach?
Absolutely. And that's all we're trying to do is mimic nature so we could grow our plants at home.
Yeah. So I asked you what plant you kill the most. What plant thrives the most in your care?
Tomatoes. I'm a big tomato guy. I grow tons of, more tomatoes than anyone thinks is even responsible to grow.
What do you do with all of them?
So we do eat a lot of tomatoes. I'm Bulgarian, like my parents are Bulgarian, and everyone, my family will come over and they all leave with like a flat of tomatoes. It's like what they are looking forward to and also I'm looking forward to.
But that's love.
Exactly.
That's how I show love is tomatoes and bouquets of herbs.
Exactly that. And they appreciate it so much because a lot of them don't have gardens right now. Mm-hmm. And they love having this fresh tomatoes.
I can relate. I'm Italian. And actually, I just realized I have something called a BLT garden. Oh. I've never heard of that, but it's basil, lettuce, tomato. Because I'm a beginner. I'm a beginner outdoor gardening. Yeah. But for me, Italian, like all I need is tomatoes and basil. And like I can honor my lineage.
Yeah, that's like the Holy Trinity right there for salads, pastas. You could do whatever with that.
If someone wanted to get more into homesteading and they just are growing plants, what would be your first suggestion to expand their horizons?
I think that the first step is not to dive too deep like into animals and stuff, but try to figure out preserving. There's ways that you grow. Like when you're homesteading, you want to actually have food to eat in the off season as well. So the practice is to not just grow for what you're eating right now, but to practice to grow for abundance. So you can actually store that, can it, freeze it, preserve it. I think that is probably the key that helps you feel more comfortable into expanding into more complicated things.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't just like dive headfirst into chickens or how are you preserving all your tomatoes? What's your favorite way?
So I was going to say, I actually have a 5 cubic foot chest freezer entirely full of tomatoes. And right now we've gone through a lot of them in the winter because they're great frozen. You could take a whole tomato, chuck it in the freezer. You pull it out, the skin just comes off as soon as it warms up. You can even run it underwater. Mm-hmm. You can make fresh tomato sauce that tastes just as good as summer.
I got this hack once. I grow a lot of micro dwarf tomatoes and cherry tomatoes because I'm a small space gardener. I put them in the Ziploc bag and then you take a straw and you just suck all the air out. Okay. It's like very lo-fi, very low, but it works. Yeah. It's great. And then you freeze them flat. Yeah. Amazing. Where can everyone find you?
Jacques in the Garden. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the stuff.
Amazing. Cool. And epic gardening. But jogging the garden first. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So please share your name and your accounts.
I'm Davida and I am at Condo Plant Mama or CPMG Studio.
Yes. And what does your collection look like?
Oh, wow. It's an eclectic mix of everything. Mm-hmm. People know me for ferns. I've been sharing a lot of my Euphorbia trigonas. Mm. I've been known for ZZs. Mm-hmm. And now I'm currently connecting Norfolk pines.
Oh, me too. But I'm growing mine outdoors in Florida, so I should shut up. Anyway, let me continue with my line of questions. Describe Northwest Flower and Garden Festival in 3 words.
Big, beautiful, and botanical. Everything.
Yes, I love that. Okay, what is your most controversial plant opinion?
My controversial plant opinion? This is controversial and I don't understand why.
Tell me.
Ferns are frond friends.
Ferns are frond friends. You do make me want to be frond friends with ferns.
Yes. Okay. All right. So progress is happening. Progress is being made. Ferns are very easy to love and have in your home. Trust me, I've done it. Please.
Okay, give me your advice. So what's the best piece of fern care advice that someone's given you?
Give them light, give them water consistently.
Okay.
And feed them.
And do you have any tricks for my audience on how to keep a fern alive? Like any special Davida tricks?
Yes.
Tell us.
Give them light, give them water, give them fertilizer consistently.
Yeah, you just can't let them dry out, right? That's the real thing. Just don't let them dry out.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't let them dry out.
Yeah.
Because if they dry out, they'll break your heart. But they're very resilient. They will bounce back if you treat them right.
I mean, talk about resilient. They're the oldest plants known on Earth.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Ferns ain't going nowhere. Yeah. So even though some of you fern haters want them to go and take a hike off a very short pier, ferns have been with us for long before any of us were around. So, yes, ferns are here to stay.
Ferns are here to stay. You're here to hear first. Do you have a wish list plant that you're hoping to get here? Do you have anything on your mind that you want to be going home with?
I may go home with one. I'm going to be shopping at the Philly show when I get back home. Mm-hmm. But I saw a plant that I absolutely love and crave right before coming here to House of Plants, and it's a fern.
Okay.
And it is a Silver Lady, one of the hardest ferns for me to find in my local like plant sale areas. And I saw the most beautiful Silver Lady ferns right over there. So
you have to go get that. You are a delight. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Condo Plant Mama.
Condo Plant Mama. What is your name and your handle?
My name is Crystal and my handle is Plants with Crystal.
Crystal with a K, everyone.
Yes, with a K.
Describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show in 3 words.
Excitable, enthusiastic, poppin'.
Poppin'! What plant do you kill the most?
Fiddle leaf figs.
And what plant thrives the most under your care?
Monstera deliciosas.
Yeah, me too, but not the variegated kind.
I like the green. Yeah, it's easier to maintain.
It's easier. I have yet to have a successful Thai constellation moment.
Really?
Yeah.
So browning tips. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Are you seeing any trends on the show floor that are interesting you?
a lot more orchids that I was thinking was going to be a thing, but there's a lot of them and a lot of booths here. So I'm excited.
Do you have, I know you've already purchased several plants, but what was your wish list plant that you're so excited to be going home with?
Well, orchids. I bought four of them and I'm eyeing a Stapelia right now that I don't want to take with me on the plane, but I might take it.
How are you bringing all these plants in your backpack or are you going to put them in your suitcase?
A suitcase and a carry, just a bag through the TSA.
So. Oh my God. What's the best piece of plant advice someone has ever given you?
To stop chasing all the trends and just really find the ones that speak to you. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And then what's the best piece of plant care advice that you would give my audience?
I would say, I need to think about this one. Hmm. I would say find the ones that thrive in your home versus you trying to have them thrive.
Yeah. Make the plants work for you. You don't work for the plants.
Exactly. Make it easier for you.
Amen. Okay. Once again, where can people find you?
You can find me on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook.
Plants with Crystal, with a K. All right, what's your name and your account?
Derek Haynes, the chocolate botanist.
If you could put Northwest Flower and Garden Show into three words, what would they be?
Floral, phenomenal, magical.
What is the plant you've killed the most?
Oh, Jesus. Nicotiana benthaminiana.
And is there a layman's term for that?
It's an Australian tobacco.
Okay, outdoor plant. What is the plant that thrives the most in your care?
Ooh, philodendrons.
Interesting. What's the best piece of plant advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, that was real rapid fire there. If you kill a plant, it's okay because you'll know how to take care of it next time.
Amen. What's the best piece of plant care advice you would give my audience?
That same thing. Killing a plant doesn't mean you're a bad plant parent. It just means you're learning better for next time.
Absolutely. Is there a wish list plant on the floor that you're looking for that you want to be taking home with you today?
There was these beautiful variegated monasteras I see in the philodendrons. Just any of them with the variegations, the pinks or the different colors. I want all of them.
Yeah, me too. I'm thankful that I have such a long flight or else I'd be going home with so many plants and I only brought a carry-on. Well, you're someone funny to ask this about. What's your most controversial plant opinion?
I hate a lot of plant hacks, specifically that one guy that does this.
Yes, follow Chocolate Botanist for all the plant myth busting. And any trends that you're seeing on the floor?
Ooh, trends. I'm loving the people's floral outfits. Like, I know that's not really a shop thing, but just people coming in here wearing their different planted gear is blessing me.
Love it. Okay, once again, where can people find you?
Derek Haynes, Chocolate Botanist, everywhere you can find me on social media.
All right, Tim, describe Northwest Flower and Garden Show for me in three words.
Sure. Electric, green, and growing.
Love that. And epic for an extra one. What are the trends that you're seeing on the floor this year?
Trends that I'm seeing on the floor this year. Big move to native plants, I would say. Okay. People looking to grow local, getting questions about, will this grow here? Is this native here? So big trend. And then I would say, focus on flowers, because I've become a flower right now.
Do you have any interesting plants that you want to take home with you? You got your eye on anything you want to bring home?
So the last garden show I was at, I brought home air plants for my kids, which may or not be a scam. We'll see. But I got five and I have three still alive. But this year, I'm interested in the carnivorous.
Oh, I just did a podcast episode on carnivorous plants. You got to listen to it.
I will definitely check that out. And I'm excited to them because I do have some fruit flies, embarrassing situation. But I want to see them get taken down. So I think carnivorous plants is the way to go.
There you go. Sundews are going to be your best job for that. Where can everyone find you, Tim?
You can find me on YouTube. I got my own channel called The Green Life with TPG. Or you can go to the mothership and you can check out Epic Gardening.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay. Give me Northwest Flower and Garden Show in three words.
Chaotic, overwhelming, and amazing.
Yes. What is your most controversial plant opinion?
Nobody knows what they're doing. We're all just winging it.
We're all just figuring it out. We're all just snowflakes trying to live our best lives.
People love to argue. They love arguing about it.
Living for the trolls in the comments. What are you wanting to take home? Do you have a wish list plant here?
I do. I want to take home an orchid. I'm not sure which one yet, but there's a lot of beautiful ones here.
So last year at Andy's Orchid, shout out, I got the coconut orchid, Maxillaria tenufolia. The blooms smell like pina colada. You need to get that one.
Okay, sold. That's the one I'm going home with.
Amazing. Where can everyone find you?
What did I say last time?
Visit your YouTube channel. Visit Our Garden on YouTube and Robbie McMenemy. Just type Robbie in Visit McMenemy. Our
Visit Our Garden.
Just type in Visit Our Garden. Thank you to everybody who participated in these interviews. I was like a crazy person on the floor, just like running up to people being like, hey, can I interview for you for my podcast with my phone and my little microphone? So everybody is linked in the show notes who I talked to today. And also if they talked about like a specific plant, the name of that plant is in the show notes as well. So you can kind of go and Google and look at pictures and figure out whatever inspires you how to take next steps. Like I said, go to YouTube because we have video interviews as well with visuals, some really funny content, and I'm sharing clips of all these individual interviews on my Instagram as well. This was so fun. Let me know if you like this style of podcast because I would consider doing this at other garden shows as well. So let me know if this has been super fun and what your biggest takeaway is. As always, with all of these podcast plant friends, I'm just trying to give you the inside scoop to help you continue growing joy. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free, it's super fun, it takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're gonna get your Plant Parent Personality Profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy.
Plant care.
Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.